Om Shanti. And welcome everyone and welcome Sister Manju. Is it okay that you are come a little bit closer? Now your chance, you know, to sit on the sofa. And very close to our beloved Sister Manju Wen. Yeah, come. So we can make the smaller gathering. And you know, her introduction is very simple. She gave me 3 set of number. First is 52, and then 44, and then 31. Which number you want to know first? 52, 44, and 31. 31, okay. You know how many years that Jan Srova started the service here? For how many years that we start the service in Jan Srova? 31 years. So Sister Manju is here since the starting of this place. So 31 years is her number of serving here in this gathering. And actually the speciality is that in Jan Srova, you see that many, many brothers, right? And there is only few permanent sister who stay here. And she is the one out of that. How many sisters in Jan Srova? Permanent sister?
I think we should be 10 or 8.
Only 10. Yeah. And how many brothers?
240 or something.
240 something, and only 10. And she is the one of that since the beginning. Okay, and then we have another 2 set of number. 42 and then 44. 52 and 44. And then which number you want to know? 52. That is that how many years, the years that she is in knowledge. She is in knowledge for 52 years. And you guess, how old is she now? Yeah, she came into the knowledge now. She's 52 already? Yeah, 52 years. No, she came since she is 11, so you have to calculate yourself.
I came when I was 9, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. So then it has to be more than that.
Yeah, but I don't include that, you know, 2 or 3 years because then I was very,
very
young.
Very young, huh? Yeah. And then the last number, 44. That is the number of years that she dedicated her life in godly service. So see, she has very rich experience. She also the teacher who is training the teacher in India, right? Yeah. And she
Vidadi Chandramani.
Ji?
Vidadi Chandramani and Dadi Ratan Mohini.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Chandramani Dadi is the first administrator of this place.
Yeah.
And Ratan Mohini Dadi is the late chairman of the organization. So she has very rich experience. And I think that the topic for today is very good for us, right? Living and bestowing in the large Brahmin family. So I think that the first part, we will listen to her experience first. And after that, if you have any question, you want to know more, you are most welcome to ask, because this way we are very small gathering, so you can ask any question you want. So welcome. Oh, one more thing. She also a very good cook. She went to Thailand and then she cooked biryani rice for us. And that is very delicious. Yeah. I think that the brother here may not even have a chance to eat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got that chance. So thank you. Mm. And then, yeah. So we listen to her experience. And don't forget to prepare some questions, okay? Because he thinks that I will sit over there. I said, no, first part, you will tell us something. So just warm welcome and thanks so much. Just maybe one hand or two hands like that.
Om Shanti. Every Brahman soul sitting here, or even otherwise, we all have a beautiful spiritual journey. And through the journey, we have so many experiences. Baba gives us very, very good experiences with people, with situations, circumstances, with our own inner voices, you know, the sanskaras we have, how we deal with it, sustenance from the seniors, and people who come to into our life who are there to teach us. People who come in our life who learn from us. Yeah. So it's a human journey, and especially spiritual journey is very, very wonderful. And I'm sure all of us have very good experience with Baba. And those experiences is on the path of devotion is called as Bhagavat. You know, Bhagavat? Bhagavat is a script, is a book which talks about the experiences of gopis with Krishna. Their love for Krishna. The experiences they've had with Krishna is called as Bhagavat. It's all about the love for God. So actually, you know, many times Dadis used to say that Bhagavat is just a story, you know. It's mythological stories people have created. But in reality, the real Bhagavat is Baba's, you know, children who really have love for God, and God loves them, and children love God. And the story that we children with God, the relationship we all have with God, and our life, we are living with God and God is living with us. This is real Bhagavat. Yeah? Many times Dadis used to say, and Baba also says, you are the true gopis. In the Muli, Baba says, you are the true gopis. Gopi means the one who love God. Yeah? One who receive God's love. Anyway, so it has been a wonderful journey for me for 52 years or whatever then. With Dadis, all seniors. I'm really, really very fortunate to have that profound love from all of them. Also teachings. And so that has made me get a lot of experience and a lot of learning in life, and that has really shaped their love, God's love, and their teachings from Baba, teachings from the seniors, really shape our life, shape us into a proper, you know, proper shape. Anyway, so this year's theme is bestow like the Father. But two things. One, I live a life of a bestower, and then actually the word bestower means to give. Today Didi Sudesh was talking about four subjects, you know, knowledge, yoga, dharana, and service. This giving, the attitude of giving is very, very important in Brahman life, rather in a spiritual life. Because in the Laukic life, we always were very, very, dissatisfied. We were not happy. We may be happy. We might have been leading a happy life superficially. But there always been a sense of dissatisfaction inside. Happiness is one thing, satisfaction is one thing. Contentment is one thing. So that sense of contentment, that sense of satisfaction wasn't there in Laukik life. And so we might have acquired many things in life in terms of position, in terms of finance, in terms of family, in terms of, you know, all worldly things. However, the inner thirst quench for the fullness wasn't there. And that inner fullness comes from giving. You know, in India there is a system which our family has anything that is lacking. You know, they don't have children, they don't have money, they don't have peace, they don't have this in the family or whatever. They always say, you donate, give. Give what you don't have. Yeah? If you don't have money, you give money, you get it. So getting is always based on giving. And I will never feel full when I don't get. And I will not get when I don't give. Yeah? And so, the first thing, okay, we, giving and taking is in terms of material, mundane, physical terms, but also spiritually, we have a lot of expectations. That's also taking, no? I want you to be this way. I don't want you to be this. I don't like this. I want all the time. I don't want. So I, Baba says, the first thing is body consciousness that always creates unhappiness. Second is, I want, means I'm expecting, I'm wanting something. So there's a lot of emptiness inside. Although I listen to the knowledge, I do meditation, I follow all that, I do service and blah, blah, blah. But still, sorry, if I don't develop that attitude of giving, I can never feel that fullness. And if I'm empty inside, it means I always have complaints. I might have many things in front of me, but somewhere in my mind, because I'm not satisfied, I have complaints. Yeah? And so it's very important in spiritual life to experience that fullness. Fullness. My heart is full of God's love, full of happiness. That fullness is very important. If there is any little space in there, then there is doubt, there is dissatisfaction, there is complaint, and we are not leading a life of at ease. You know? Easy life. So we might follow things very ritually. You know, many Brahmins also follow the maryadas, follow the discipline, follow the principles of Baba's, you know. And that's very rigidly, very, in a way, ritualistically. Not with that happiness or by following that whatever principle Baba has, you know, showed us. So that's all for happiness. Any rule, any discipline is for happiness. It is no rule, no maryada will ever make us feel we are confined, make us feel we are in a jail, in a prison. No. Any discipline, any, you know, maryada, any principle is for our happiness, for our safety, for our good. And so many times we follow all of that so ritualistically, but at the end of the day, we are not happy. May I ask you a question? Yes, no? Yeah? Because we are little, you know, we are few of us. How many of us are really happy in the spiritual life? From the heart, from the heart, from the heart, always. Isn't it? Yeah. But we were also happy out there in the world, you know, at home, Laukik. We were not very sad, crying all the time. No, we were happy also, but sad also. But after why did I find God? Why did I enter into spirituality? Because to develop a feeling of happiness all the time. Meditation means to develop a habit, a feeling of happiness all the time. No matter what people are, no matter how the situations are, no matter what the circumstances are, but I consciously have created a feeling of happy all the time. That's spirituality. And why are we not happy then? When we know God, God Himself, Almighty Authority is with us. We have all relationships with Him. He is God. He can do all powerful, He can do anything. He is with me. He's making me walk, He's making me talk, He's with me. But still, why am I not happy? Okay.
Go shopping, where is it? I'm in the house, I have to do, and that is Baba's Seva Sthan. I have to look after it, I have to clean it every day. I have to, you know, wash clothes.
See, listen, I understood your question.
Yeah.
We are more conscious about doing. But spirituality is about being. While doing, what is my being? That is meditation. Anyway, even if you don't come to Baba's knowledge, don't practice Raj Yoga meditation, we still used to wash clothes. We still used to clean the house. Yeah? We used to still go to the temple and do service there, or go to the church and do service. It is about how I feel when I'm doing all that. What is my feeling? What is that I'm carrying inside my heart, inside my being? While I do all of that? It's a question. And so Baba says karma yogi. That doesn't mean you don't have to do any work, just sit there and meditate. You can never meditate. Yes? We can only meditate while we do perform all our activities. And then we get little time, then we sit in meditation. That is so powerful. Now the thing is, why we are not happy even when we found God, we are in Baba's knowledge, we know so much, you know, we have so much in the mind is full of knowledge. Lot of problems, lot of issues comes in relationships. Yes or no? The problems only with human beings. Because we are the old travelers, ancient travelers. We have been traveling 84 births from the golden age and then silver age and copper age and iron age, and now we are here in the confluence age. So we have been traveling for, like today Didi Sudesh said, it takes long time to get your dress dirty. And it takes, you know, 1 hour to wash. You see? So we have been dirtying ourselves for 5,000 years. So it's so many relationships we have been having. We have connections, relations with so many souls. And the main, major issue is human connections, relationships. Yes or no? And that includes my own self. my relationship with myself. My relationship with myself, my relationship with others. And that depends upon my relationship with God. Because my relationship with me is not that friendly. My relationship with others are not that happy. And so my relationship with Baba is all the time, this relationship will create problem to have good relationship with God. Because even when I sit and meditate, then I keep telling Baba, why did she do this to me? Baba, why did this happen? Why did I do this? I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have said this. Why these people are, you know, I do so much for them. Why do they do this to me? Why do they think bad about me? Why did they speak bad about me? So what people think, what people feel about me, what people said about me, all that bothers us. So bestowa means giving. You know, the best thing that I can ever give for myself, good wishes, for others, good wishes. Create pure feelings for my own self. Because it is my mind, my heart, my feelings are pure, then I can create that good wishes for others. The best thing I can give others is good wishes. Number one, like today also Baba said in the Murali, like in slogan Baba was talking about to be very sweet. Yeah? So every time I speak, I should be very careful what emerges from my mouth. What others speak to me doesn't come to the count. What I speak to you counts a lot. Because I'm responsible for my words. I'm responsible the softness, the sweetness of the words. Or if my words are rough or very harsh, you know, if that's going to hurt somebody, I'm responsible. Words are very hard sometimes. It's so sharp, it pierces into your heart and it can break. Boneless tongue can break many bones. Tongue doesn't have any bone, but it can break many bones. Not physically. It means it hurts many. You know, if there is a cut on my body, it heals after a while. But if there is a cut in my heart, in my feeling is hurt, it takes very long time to heal. Sometimes we don't forget. There was a man yesterday. In fact, a family from London who came to meet yesterday. And that person was saying, there was a situation that happened 25 years ago. I cannot forget that. Please help me to forget what happened to me 25 years ago. He has two children. They are grown up. They got married. They have children. This person cannot forget that has happened to him 25 years ago. He can't forget those words. You know, that hurt is so deep inside. And so there are two things, very important. When we talk about giving good wishes to others, is it possible for me to give good wishes to people, those who also hurt me? It's very easy to give good wishes to people who love me, who are very friendly with me. Is it also possible to give good wishes to those who hurt me? Those who hate me? Possible? Possible? Is it possible to give good wishes, give that love to even those who hate me? Those who hurt me? Those who make me cry? Possible? Yes or no? How long? How long can we give good wishes, give that love for those who hurt me, those who hurt us, those who make me cry? For how long? That is what Baba says, but can I give is a question. Possible? There will be one time where we think, this person is impossible. And when I sit in meditation, I tell Baba also, give him a nice, you know, he should know what I'm going through. This person also should feel the hurt I felt. This person should understand how bad I'm feeling. Don't we have that thought? How many of you have this thought? Honestly speaking. At least one time. 10 times I give good wishes. One time I feel he should know. This person should know what I'm going through. How many of us feel that? This is where we fail. But God never do that. Baba never does that. And so, why is that we are not able to give good wishes, bestow that good wishes? Even those who have hurt us, those who have really, you know, caused sorrow to us, is because we don't have the strength to forgive them. And one of the best qualities of God is to forgive. God gives and forgives. Man gets and forgets. So Baba keeps giving and giving and giving, whether you take or not, but he continues to give. Like sun gives light, whether you take the sunlight or draw the curtain, close the door and window, but he continues to give. It is up to you whether you take or not. So Baba, the Supreme Soul, also gives us, bestow. He's called as bestower of happiness, of love, of peace. Whether I take or not is left to me, my capacity. But he always gives. So it is because he forgives us. He forgives all our blunders, all our mistakes. Now forget about Laukik. After I come to Gyan, when I know what is right, what is wrong, what is Srimad, after knowing so much knowledge, I still make many mistakes. Yeah? Yes or no? But Baba still loves me. Yeah? He never says, I told you, I'm God, or you made a mistake, you no more my child. No, he still forgives. Baba says, no, it's okay, no problem. Now start again. Many times children make big blunder. And Baba many times also speaks in Murli. And then come back to Baba and say, Baba, I did this big blunder. Baba says, you confess. Now it's okay. Put a full stop. Start new. Start from scratch again, no problem. So he is able to give good wishes because he is able to forgive us. I am not able to give good wishes to those who hurt me because I am not able to forgive them. I am not able to create pure feelings for myself. I can't live that life of bestow. Because I can't create that pure feelings, because I can't many times forgive myself. Forgiving others need a lot of energy, but forgiving self needs much more energy. More energy, more strength than to forgive others. And so, you know, meditation, the yoga actually is to constantly have that pure feelings, not thinking, feelings. Pure, only and only pure feelings can create happiness. That sense of fullness. So pure feelings for self, good wishes for others. And when I create that pure feelings for myself all the time, it means I have mercy on myself. When I, no matter what, no matter who it is, if I am able to give good wishes for everyone, even though who hurt me, is mercy on them. Then Baba, like Father, we become bestower of mercy. Yeah? And most importantly, the first lesson Baba taught us, child, you are a peaceful soul. No matter what the situation is, no matter what people think about us, what people talk about us, how people look at us, I should never, ever let go of my peace. Because I'm a peaceful soul. To sustain, you know, that sustainability of our own image is lacking, is not there. I need to sustain my being to stay in that state of peace all the time. Peace means undisturbed state of mind is called as peace. Peace is not that there is no, you know, people are not fighting with me, no, nothing is happening around, everything is quiet, everything is okay. That is peace, no. There's always an internal fight, war all the time take place. Yes? There's always a difference, you know, my mind talks something, my intellect says something, there is no alignment between mind and intellect. And so my inner being is not quiet. So peace is the state of alignment in my mind and intellect where there is a state of quietness inside. There's no tug of war. There's no, you know, internal disturbances where I am in a state of confusion is also not peace, isn't it? Yeah? Upset is also not peace. So peace is where there is no disturbance, there is no ripple created, not a single ripple created. There are many pebbles thrown in the water. The ripples are created. No matter how many pebbles are thrown in my being, inside, but there should never be a ripple created. That is called as a state of peaceful mind. And that state of peaceful mind is created only when I have the pure thinking. I develop a habit. Anything comes by habit. If I develop a habit of a pure thinking all the time, then my state of mind is peaceful, a state of undisturbed mind. I experience that peace, that love from Baba, and I can bestow, I can give that vibrations, you know, to people, good wishes to people. So the best thing that God, the best quality of God are two things, to forgive and to give. No matter who it is, God keeps giving love, giving unconditionally, happiness, peace, strength. So I also should only give, not expecting anything from anybody. Anybody. Expecting is also one of the big reasons to create that emptiness inside. You know, we get many times disappointed. In relationship, we are very disappointed. There is no fighting between you and me. No quarrel. I expect something from you and you don't do that for me and we become distant. Then I start, you know, disliking you little by little and there comes a day where I don't even want to see you. What is the reason? No reason. I expected, you didn't do. I don't even know what you're expecting. You know, many times we don't even speak our expectations to each other. How would I know what you're expecting from me? How would you know what I'm expecting from you? And so we think, whatever I think in your mind, you should be doing it. But that's not possible. Even at home, mother will not do for the children, husband will not do for wife. You know, even in Laukik, nobody can do anything. What you think, you keep thinking that I keep doing. That's a very high expectation, isn't it? I just look here, look there, you should understand what am I looking for. And you should do it immediately like that. That's not possible.
No, because we may think that you should be a thought reader because you spend so many times with
yeah,
me, right?
Yeah.
You should understand me.
That's not possible, actually. And so, you know, living and in a, especially in a large family or small family, so forgive, let go, forgive and let go. Please, don't hold anything in your heart. More things you hold, more heartbreaks you get. Let go. Leave it. More holding, more pain. Let go. Forgive, forget, let go. And give good wishes. You hate me, no problem, you be happy. You don't like to see my face, very good. But where you, whoever you see, you be very happy. I give good wishes. Wherever you are, be happy. Mm. Whatever you are doing, be happy.
Yeah. So it means that we have to have a really generous heart, right?
Yeah.
Very big heart.
Big heart, yes.
And then how to expand our heart then?
Well, in medical science, expanded heart is a disease.
That's right.
But in spiritual, you know, in spirituality, we should have a big heart. Bigger it is, you know, greater it is. Actually, we have to think like God thinks. Because we're His children. Number one. Second, we need little maturity. Mm-hmm. We are sometimes become very self-centered. I only think about what I like, what I want, what I don't want. I'm within my comfort zone. I don't like this way. But I also should see how she likes it. She also likes this way. Then it's okay if I can adjust. Because then she will be happy, then I will be happy. Tell me one thing. How many of you are mothers here? Mothers? Laukik mothers? Right.
Oh.
How many of you have children? Very good. Very good. Now tell me, if you eat, you're happy. Or if you feed your children and see happiness in your family people, your children or whoever it is. When they eat and say, oh mommy, it was wonderful you cooked. We are very happy. So looking at their happiness, you feel more happy. Or you eat and you're happy. What gives you more happiness?
But sister, when we see the Brahmin, right, they are the spiritual brother, sister, and it's very hard to think that they are
family,
my children.
No, we should never think we are student, we are family.
No, children, right? Children.
Children, okay.
No, it's very hard to think about that, to think like that.
Well, but they're God's children, no?
Yeah, but it's not my children, right?
No, they are not my children, but they are God's children and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feeding your children makes you happy. Feeding your brother and sister doesn't make you happy?
Not much. Uh-oh, sorry.
Feeding our own people, you give and they are happy about it. We are happy about it. No, I give my brother a lovely gift. I don't have a watch to wear, but I find some nice watch and I give it. It's your birthday. You say, oh my God, my sister got this to me. I see the happiness on his face. I'm so happy, isn't it? I will never say, I wish I had that. Why did I give that watch to him? No. I feel happy because he is happy. Mm. Or she is happy. Mm. Because she is my sister. No? Mm. So it's more about accepting. So that there were two words. One word deceives us. One word makes us happy. One word that deceives us is expecting. Mm. Second is accepting. Not much difference in the word though. But expecting deceives me, makes me unhappy. Accepting people, accept them as my brother, as my sister. What your own people were, the way the Brahmin family is, would you just throw them away? No. What your own mother was like that, your own father was like that, your friend was like that. We still go, get along with them. We try to patch up. So one thing, okay, at least we can give them good wishes. Mm-hmm. Give them good wishes. Because we are the children of the bestow. Baba is the bestow of knowledge, love, happiness. So we should give. Not to have that thought of getting. Yeah?
So we have to give, forgive, and then let go. What is the first step?
Forgive,
okay.
And create that pure feelings inside for myself, because I have to live the life of being a bestower. Mm-hmm. So I should give myself enough to be able to give others. Mm. If my pocket is empty,
yeah.
I can't give you. Yeah?
Okay. So I think that the other thing we have to fill ourselves also, right?
Yeah.
Because you say that if you are empty, that will create a problem.
Yeah.
Because we will expect from the other people.
Yeah.
So we have to learn to get from Baba.
Yeah. Expect only from God. Accept all others. This is the formula.
Mm.
All expectations from one, and I accept all others, no matter how they are, who they are.
And then I just want to know one more thing. For you, you take how many years to forgive and let go?
It's not about years.
Mm.
It's not about years. It's about understanding how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Me to understand these things that I have to let go things. I can't hold anymore. That might be even, 1 year Baba's child can understand. Maybe 50 years, it might taken me 40 years to understand. Mm-hmm. It would have taken you 5 years to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about years.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding things.
Mm-hmm. So you mean that if even we came a bit late, if we come a bit late, but we still have that understanding.
Of course.
And then no need to take the 5 years,
no,
10 years,
no,
right?
No.
It's like good news, no?
Yeah. See, Mama took only 33 years to become complete. She came when she was 11, 12 years. She was a young girl. And young girl, a teenager. They get attracted to the world. They have that mind and they are still in that puberty stage. Still that immature. But Mama had that ability. As soon as she heard Baba's knowledge, she became Baba's child. She understood, the understanding is also, for me, it's a power.
Mm.
Not everybody can understand or realize things. So her understanding, the power of understanding, power of realization was so powerful that within this very short time of 35 years, she became complete.
29 years.
29 years?
Yeah, only 29 years.
And we are 50, we are very, greatly, proudly we announce, I'm 50 years in Gyan, but what did I do?
Mm.
Question. Mm. So it's not about how long I'm in knowledge.
Mm.
How much I understood knowledge is important.
Hmm.
How long knowledge in me is important. How long I am in knowledge is not important.
That's right.
See?
And then I just want to know that any one of you want to ask some question?
No? Any question anyone want to ask?
Yes, sister.
Oh yeah, of course. No, to give someone the taste of their own medicine is not good, isn't it? No, you hurt me, I hurt you back.
Uh-huh.
I want to give the taste of what you gave me. The thought itself is not good. That thought is impurity.
Mm-hmm.
Any negative, any thought of hurt, all comes under negative. And negative thoughts, if I create negative thoughts either for myself or for others, will cause peacelessness, mm-hmm. unhappiness, dissatisfaction and emptiness inside me. And so Baba says, purity is the mother for peace and happiness.
Mm.
So this is impurity, no? I wanted to make you, give you the taste of your own medicine. So that's not a pure thought. Yeah?
Yeah. That's right.
Forget about society. What about our Brahman society? Am I doing that? If I'm doing, then I should change it. Well, that's the world, no? That is the world. In Lokik, that's what they do.
Hmm.
Tit for tat. But we are not here for tit for tat. Yeah.
Come. Yes, yes.
I think that what we learn from Brahma Kumari is that we must be happy, because we cannot, if we are not happy, we cannot see happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And that's our, I think it's our
motto.
Motto here in life.
Mm. No, that's where we are coming from, to be able to give that happiness, give that blessing. I should feel being blessed.
Mm.
And that happiness inside me is only possible when I have that pure thoughts. If I have no pure thinking, pure feelings for myself, for others, I can't make myself happy. And if I can't make myself happy, I can't make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So Baba says, pure feelings and good wishes. That's how it goes. That's the combination. Pure feelings,
for yourself.
Good wishes. If I have pure feelings, I can give you good wishes. Because pure feelings makes me happy, and so I can give you happiness. Yes, sister.
Yeah, please come in the front. So we have to have a pure feeling for the self first.
Yeah.
And then it will be easy for us to give good wishes for the other. Yeah, microphone is here. Come. Thank you for question. You can ask more, no?
Om Shanti. There are times when Baba says, do service, explain the knowledge so you can create subjects. So how can a person tell if I'm teaching Baba's knowledge because I want subjects for my kingdom, or if it's actually love? I want you to know what paradise is like, what being part of this magic divine family is like. So how can you tell I'm teaching this one because I want another subject in my kingdom?
I didn't understand you.
I think that she wants
okay.
to know that.
Can I repeat?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Baba says, explain the knowledge to others
okay.
so that you will have more subjects. There is a Murli where he said that. You teach to have subjects.
Oh, yeah,
in your
subjects.
Kingdom.
Okay, yeah, okay. Right. Okay.
So how can a person tell, a teacher, am I doing this so that I will have a bigger kingdom? Or because I love, I want to share Baba's love and paradise.
Right, right. That's a wonderful question. Actually, you know, like Mama never traveled. Baba never traveled a lot. Mama never traveled abroad here all that. Well, in those days there were very few centers. Mama did go to many places, but not as like people, the seniors travel all the time, keep traveling. But that doesn't mean they don't have subjects. It's not that I personally meet people, go to physically to a place, and only then a subject is created, I create a big kingdom. No. I can sit here in one place, and I can send that good wishes, vibrations to all people in the world. And purer my thought is, my intention is, further away my vibration can resonate. So people, even far away, Baba many times say, they get visions of you. You sit here, you can give visions to people. So pure thoughts, pure intentions. I'm sending the vibrations of love, of peace, of, you know, happiness to the world. And people sitting there can resonate that peace, that love. And they can be the part of our subject.
I think that, and then how do we make our intention that pure? It doesn't mean that when we give knowledge or when we send them vibration because we want them to be a subject, but we just want to share them love. And then how to elevate that?
I have to send that pure vibrations of love because that's my duty, because I'm God's child. That's my responsibility. When you're in a family, you have to cook for your children. Why? Because you're a mother. That's part of your responsibility. You have to take care of your children. Why? Part of your responsibility. If you're a school teacher, you have to teach 20 children in your class. Look after those 20 children. At home, you only have one child. In the school, you have 20 children in the classroom. Because that's your responsibility. In the same way, being God's child, He's the bestower of peace and love. Being His child, it's my duty, my responsibility to do the same work what God does. God's occupation is my occupation. God is bestower, I am a bestower. God is ocean of love, I am a peaceful soul, loveful soul.
So it means that, I think that so we have to start from the first thing, right? That we have pure feeling. And then we will not that, oh, I didn't do this because I expect this in return. But I do this because I realize that I am God's child. Yes. And then whatever God's doing, that is also my duty.
Yes.
So then I do all these things because I'm loving. I love because not I have to do.
Okay. So I can give, I don't have to travel around, tour around the whole world to create the subject. Can sit here and give the vibrations to the entire globe, and then purer it is, stronger it is, selfless, you know, altruistic it is, it goes further and further and can reach people. Yes, please.
I think that it may be that the level of realization also, right? It means like that all the daddy, they have that level of realization. So then that's why they give and then they bestow to people and without thinking. Because they realize that, okay, I'm Baba's child, I'm his heir, so then I want to help him. And then if we can upgrade our realization then we can do the same.
Even in a family like older sister, older brother, take care of the younger ones, because it's responsibility. They wouldn't say it's your children, you take care. They think they're my siblings and I'm the older one at home, so it's my responsibility to take care of my younger ones. Same way here. Yes, please.
Just a second question. I'm also a mother. And I have a child who is now 41 years old. He also came to Madhuban as a young child. Of course, there was this need. I hope he becomes a VK and so on.
All right.
But the question is, how can I tell that I do it for my child. I prepare the food. Or I'm also the eldest of six children, so they're my responsibility. How can I tell that it's not my karmic account? I have to take care of them. I have to prepare the food because I have a karmic account.
It is a karma anyway, but then because you now become Baba's child, I don't have to remember that it is my karma.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is my karma, but because now I become Baba's child, I should have that spiritual vision towards my own family people. They are also Baba's children, not my children. When I consider my own children as Baba's children, like if I am taking care of a center, I am taking care of those students who come. They are not my children, but then they are God's children, but I am there to take care of them. In the same way, I am at home. God has put them, my karma has, whatever it is. I am in charge of those four children.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to take care of them. But they are Baba's children. So even if they are not in knowledge, you are the only person in the knowledge at home. Think it's like a Gita Pathshala and they are your students. And you have to, Baba has put you there. And you have to take care of them, those souls, and they are Baba's students. Fine. You're happy. Your karma will... No, you don't have to think they are my children, it's my karma. Then that makes you more, you know, depressed, more sad, and the karma will become more stronger.
Hmm.
Okay, Sir, come and take a microphone, please. How about this side? You don't have any questions? You can come up and then ask questions. Sister, we do translation for you.
Yeah. Om Shanti. Now, what I feel is, whatever we are doing, our role play as a mother or as a teacher, it's also the cause behind, right?
Yeah.
Good or bad. So yeah. We shouldn't be negative at all.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So everything, whatever we are doing in life, it's due to our karmas. Good,
okay.
Bad, ugly.
Okay.
So perhaps that's a common underlying factor. So we don't really have to think that it's a karma.
Yeah.
And just enjoy what we have to do, right?
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Om Shanti. Just now I think we all discussed about expectation could be the one of the root cause. If so, my question is, my observation is, if we talk about relationship or bondages, it is very much back to communications, exchanges, the pure exchanges. Why is it lacking in Brahmin life about communication? That we are not often easily able to express what we would like to express.
Hmm.
Why is that so? Thank you.
Maybe. Not everybody may have this problem, but those who have problem, maybe a fear of being rejected. Like you are trying to express what you want to express, but if I say no, yours. So that fear of being not, I'm not going to be accepted. Maybe that fear, or it could be also sometimes ego problem.
Mm.
That's a big problem, you know. Communication, we don't communicate because I think, why should I go and tell her? Why should, you think, why should I go and tell her, let her come? These sort of ego issues also could be one of the reasons. So, eventually, like Baba says, the five vices and their children are the cause for all that misunderstanding, miscommunication, misinterpretation, and all that misses because of these vices inside. Maybe in a bigger form or in a smaller form, but we still have little of all of them, I think. Yes, please.
Om Shanti, sister. coming back to the expecting and accepting, we are to expect everything from God and accept all others' deeds. So what if our acceptance is taken advantage of? What do we do then?
Accepting others means I accept people with their good and bad in my mind, in my heart. Like, okay, I don't know you, you don't know me, but if you made a mistake, I would just let go. Maybe we are living together. You make a mistake, I let go, because that's your karma. I understand the knowledge, I let go. But it doesn't mean accepting everybody in terms like, even if you do mistake, I encourage you. It's not that. See, we always have to have that balance. Mm-hmm. There is a line everywhere. I should never forget that line. And that line is called as balance. Balance of firmness and love. I need to be strict where I have to be strict. But at the same time, I should be very lovingly strict. How many of you know Didi Nirmala? See? Don't you think she loves people? She loved people?
Yeah.
Of course, she had so much of love. But nobody dare talk to her more than necessary. One word. No
she
chance.
Say, Om Shanti. She will say Om Shanti.
See, she was loving, but she was firm also. Yeah. All the seniors, I believe they become really seniors because they knew the balance. All badis, all seniors, they knew the perfect balance. Where to cut, where to encourage. But we lose that balance. We are taken away by the emotions. No. We should know where to cut.
Mm.
Yes, please.
Yeah. This side you have right to ask
no,
a question
wants
also.
To.
Yeah, come. You need translation,
so
right?
She needs translation.
Yeah. She's there. Our good actor?
У меня такой вопрос, вот, связанный именно с прощением. Вот, я прожила со своим мужем 21 год. И все получилось так, что у нас тоже двое детей. И как бы сейчас уже спустя 11 лет, ну вообще благодаря знанию, очень много работал над собой, у меня открылось милосердие. И вот сейчас у меня именно такой вопрос. Есть вероятность того, что он придет ко мне, ну, спустя годы. Вот какой бы вы лично мне дали совет, как мне лучше вот эту ситуацию разрешить? Потому что сейчас уже и внуки пошли, и как бы я заинтересована, конечно, в мире, вот в этом вот внутреннем, в гармонии. Вот, но все равно еще бы хотел, чтобы вы мне какой-то совет дали. Совет, связанный с... как вот...
Maybe one more, we can go till 15.
Just...
Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
it's a family...
Plus 15 should be fine. Yeah.
Yes, it's a family issue. She had a husband, 20 years they lived together, then he left her, and it took her time to forgive him. Yes, now 11 years they have not been together, she has forgiven, but there is chance that he will come back. Yes, and she is asking your advice, what should be her attitude towards him now when he comes back?
You want to accept him?
Вы хотите принять его?
So you have attachment for him even
сейчас
now?
Сейчас у вас есть привязанность.
But give good wishes to him. Give good wishes to him.
Послайте ему доброе пожелание.
Stay detached.
И оставайтесь отрешенной при этом.
Stay detached and accept him, but then stay detached so that you don't get hurt again and again that separation.
А чтобы опять не было боли,
you know,
да, переставания.
Process should not take
чтобы
place again.
Не было того же самого, что было раньше. То есть оставаться отрешенной.
Thank you. That's it. Any more questions?
Yeah, come. I think that you want to ask a question, right? No? Oh, okay. Any more questions? Manjipen?
Yeah?
Regarding forgiveness, yes?
Yeah.
There are people, for example, who are not... for example, I have had someone, yes? And I didn't have chance to ask forgiveness personally, for example. And can it be done afterwards somehow in a settled form? I can't ask forgiveness personally, no chance. He has gone, that person.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
I feel regret.
That also works. That works a lot. See, many times, even like I did something to you. It's a nice question, she said.
Wait for her to go to translation booth.
Yeah. Sometimes what happens is I made a mistake and you are very much hurt. Yeah. And I come and after 2 days I realized I made a mistake. I come back to you and say, I'm so sorry, I really, you know, made a mistake. But you're still hurt. You may not, even I personally coming to you and asking for forgiveness, you may not be in a position to forgive me. And like she said, I hurt you and now I don't have a chance to personally come and ask forgiveness because you're gone. You left to other place. Now it's, you know, if I subtly and honestly, if I ask forgiveness to that soul, it will reach that soul one day. And it reaches faster. Heart-to-heart conversation is faster than verbal conversation. Vibrations reaches faster than the words.
Mm.
You see, like you're giving IV and you're taking tablet.
Yeah.
It makes a difference, isn't it? Mm. Tablet takes longer time, but this IV, faster.
Mm.
So, good wishes works like IV.
Mm-hmm.
And so Baba says, all the time give good wishes. And every day, you know, for me, I many times I think, because in 63 births we don't know who we have hurt, how many times we have hurt people. Knowingly, unknowingly, and we don't even know who they are. Yeah? But it's always good that, you know, before we go to bed or sometimes in the whole day, to really ask for the souls, for the forgiveness, even if I've hurt somebody intentionally, unintentionally. Whoever it is, wherever that soul is, please let this, you know, my feelings of, you know, forgiveness for that soul's reach, and let me also forgive those who hurt me. This will clear the accounts every day. Day-to-day account is cleared, so I don't have to carry all the accounts with me. And one fine day, I'm burst out. I feel so heavy for no reason. I feel so sad for no reason. I cannot have yoga because no reason. So no reason is not no reason. There's
mm-hmm.
big reason, because I've been collecting, accumulating mm-hmm. all of those, you know, things heavy in my heart, and it's so sunk. Heavy hearts, you know, it gets sunk so much that I can't fly anymore.
So you mean that during the day we have to think that, oh, okay, if I
made
something wrong, so please forgive me.
Yeah, yeah. And also that doesn't mean I should stay with the guilt consciousness all the time. I made a mistake, I'm very bad. That will kill your self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
So also remember not to carry the guilt feeling for a long time. That's not good for mental health and spiritual health. I should realize I made a mistake, change and forget and forgive, finish. Close the account. I don't have to carry forward.
And then if there is a big mistake that it may be just coming back again and again. Is it good that we do that after Amrit Vela?
I need to do lot of yoga for forgiving myself. I told you, to forgive self takes lot strength than forgiving others. And so I need to gather Baba's love a lot,
mm-hmm.
Baba's power a lot. And then I will be able to forgive myself and put a full stop. You know, this is what Baba talks about, applying full stop. Forget, forgive, forgive and forget, apply full stop. New thing. Every day is a new. That makes my mind quiet, peaceful. I have a better yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Om Shanti. It was nice having a chat with you all this morning. Yeah. How many of you are leaving tomorrow? Oh, many of you all.
The whole class.
Okay. So have a wonderful time and wonderful, you know, year ahead. And Merry Christmas, Good New Year, because you're not going to be there for...
And happy Shifty Yanti.
And safe landings, and come back soon. Yeah? Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much. And then maybe big applause. Oh, they say also that we have to
Jyoti
do like
ben.
This.
Also to Jyoti Ben.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
And then we with Baba.